You're listening to SBS News.
Despite the comfort of familiar food, at Protection Umbrella Restaurant in Taipei, the conversation is serious.
Under the British rule, there was no democracy because we couldn't vote for our governor, but there was freedom. But under the Chinese rule, the freedom is going until one day it's gone.
Hong Kong-born resident Winnie moved to Taiwan in 2014 after demonstrations against a decision by Beijing to pre-screen candidates for the election of the territory's chief executive. Last year, more Hong Kongers joined her when China tried to introduce a bill to allow people suspected of committing economic crimes to be extradited to the mainland for trial. In the kitchen, I meet one Hong Konger quietly washing dishes. He doesn't want to give his name. He's safe in Taiwan and has a work visa, but his fear remains. Taiwan allows residency for people from Hong Kong, but only if they can invest $200,000 to start a business or find a job that pays wages higher than average salaries. Otherwise, they have to be married to a Taiwanese or enrolled in university. Many don't meet the requirements and only have tourist visas. At the Jinan Presbyterian Church, Reverend Huang Chunsheng is surrounded by parishioners' children. It's a rare free moment. In recent months, he's helped more than 200 Hong Kong protesters, some of whom arrived with little more than a backpack.
Many young people come here on their own. Some school students are brought by their parents. Others are the most active protesters. Their friends have been arrested, and their parents are worried that they would be too. So they brought them here. We helped them find schools.
Reverend Huang believes the national security law would mean these young protesters would no longer have the protection of the Hong Kong courts. China could label their protests as subversive, and Communist Party officials could administer the law as if Hong Kong were any mainland city, he says. But Taiwanese society is generally conservative about allowing too many immigrants in. Even someone as well-known as Hong Kong bookseller Lam Wing Gay isn't sure he can stay in Taiwan permanently. Mr. Lam's detention by Chinese authorities in 2015 for selling politically sensitive publications helped spark protests in Hong Kong. He's here on a temporary work permit, running the newly opened Taiwanese version of his old Causeway Bay bookstore in Hong Kong. Do you want to stay in Taiwan permanently, or do you want to go back to Hong Kong one day?
Wanting to is one thing, but whether or not I'm able to is another matter. I'm used to life here, I feel safe here, and it's a democratic society. I cannot go back to Hong Kong.
Back at the Protection Umbrella restaurant, customers tuck into their favorite Hong Kong snacks, pineapple bun with butter. Hong Kongers sit alongside locals. Some Taiwanese customers, like Ms. Lin, support Hong Kong democracy, but also want to avoid confrontation with China.
Of course, Taiwanese people really want to live their lives peacefully. People of my parents' generation fought in the war in mainland China, and it was very hard and sad for them. My generation hasn't experienced a war, and I still hope we can peacefully resolve the issues. It will be the best thing for everyone.
For Winnie and other Hong Kong immigrants, the push for eventual democracy for Hong Kong will continue, they hope, from their new home in Taiwan.